Several incarcerated women stand outside Tichita Correctional Institution's visiting room. They face the fence that borders the Fond du Lac prison and a line of children waiting with water balloons. Within minutes, the balloons are gone, and the mom's prison uniforms hold most of the water.
I think I'm going to declare the kids as the winners here.
This is just one of the activities at Camp Reunite. The program is organized by a Wisconsin nonprofit for kids with incarcerated parents. Most days, kids hike, play games, and canoe at a traditional campground. But 2 days out of the week, camp comes to prison. Rachel Friday-Gady is a social worker at the women's prison. She remembers hearing about the camp before it started in 2018.
I thought, that's never going to happen. Nobody's ever going to entertain such a crazy idea. And then it happened.
Now, she spends months before each summer and winter session working with eligible moms, organizing background checks for camp staff, and planning activities like a makeshift beauty salon. That's where DeLuise applied a shimmery silver shadow on her daughter's eyes. WPR is not using the full names of moms or kids to protect campers' privacy.
You like your makeup?
Yeah.
That's good. I put the little things in her hair and put her little rhinestone over her eye.
DeLuise sees her kids a few times a year during normal visits. But camp is different.
You're going to still be a mother figure to your child, so just give us the opportunity to still do motherly things for our kids.
Moms decorate posters that hang on their kids' camp bunks. They also get more time with their kids in a more relaxed setting. Social workers run the camp instead of correctional officers. Prison and camp staff say they have seen the program's impacts and want to see it grow. This summer, the camp was only offered at one men's prison, Kettle Moraine, and Tichita. But the camp has plans to offer the program at Racine Correctional Institution next year. Public stigma around incarceration has presented challenges to expansion, says Chloe Blish. She's the mental wellness director for the camp.
Incarcerated people are still people and deserve to be with their families the way that every other parent deserves to be with their family. And this is how we reduce people returning back to prison. This is how we reduce violence in prisons.
And she says it provides a space for kids to have fun.
A lot of these kids are missing out on opportunities to be kids at home. So when they get to come to camp and just play and be silly, it's so healing.
She and other counselors adjust fake mustaches stuck to campers' faces, host a burping contest, and lead songs about beans and donkeys. Thirteen-year-old Nisaiah has three younger siblings. They moved in with their grandparents after their mom was arrested last year.
At home, I'm a big brother. I gotta do everything and make sure it's good.
But at camp, he and his siblings are separated by age group.
Come to swimming, you know, you're here to have fun. Don't worry about your siblings, we got it.
He says camp gave him time to kayak and a chance to see his mom for the first time since her arrest.
You know, I was trying not to cry because I don't like really showing my emotions to people. But, you know, I did drop a tear because I haven't seen her in a year, and me and my mom are really close.
They talk on the phone 4 times a week, but he says it's not the same as being face-to-face. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.